protection, condomize. The flavored condoms can be collected from any of our health facilities and hospitals free of charge. This message is brought to you by the Mpumalanga Department of Health.
It is Wise FM Lunch. Is this Connie? So you walked onto a stage this past weekend, Sunrise Excellence Awards, receiving your Inspirational Leader of the Year award. A major congratulations.
Thank you.
Well deserved.
Amen.
Well deserved. You worked so hard. I question how lazy I am. You make me feel lazy. You know, you make me feel so lazy with the kind of work you do, the commitments you have, and how you're able to achieve your successes and also bring people along with you.
Yes.
You're one of those people, you want a whole army behind you.
Yes.
Exactly. Congratulations, Hans, again. How was that evening for you?
It was wonderful. Actually, it was, I think, I got to realize that it was a big moment in my life, you know, for me. And getting that award and that support and that love, I'm grateful to God.
Yeah.
I'm totally grateful because being recognized, it doesn't come easy. It must be there must be something that I'm doing that is good.
That is good, yeah.
And I want to appreciate all the voters.
Yeah, yeah.
And all those who supported me, yeah. Abu Mr. Gates, Abu Kiti, and you guys for voting and voting and voting.
Yeah.
And my husband and my family. And also my department, because I am because of the Department of Health.
The
and
support.
By the grace of God, they always rally behind me.
Yeah.
Yes.
It must be a beautiful feeling to know how you have the people surrounding you support you and your cause. And then, of course, you celebrated a birthday this past weekend with a room filled of people who love you dearly.
Yes.
What was that like?
It was my 50th birthday.
Yeah?
And I was honored because my kids and my husband, they made it a surprise.
Uh-huh.
So, and everyone else was there, and I didn't expect some of the people.
Yeah.
But it was good because I think from what Mom Stole said when she gave a very strong prophetic message, and it aligns with the will of God and the calendars of the Hebrew calendars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jesus was a Jew and a Hebrew, and we follow that route.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel so great. And what she did, that thing is what my grandparents did, dedicating me to God, and she was restoring that which was lost. And I was very much touched and grateful.
It was kind of like it.
Yeah, and the pastors that were there, Umam Elaine, were there, my pastor, Pastor Tlajwayo, and Abu Krio was also there.
Oh, yes.
He's an apostle.
A new pastor.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So all the pastors that were there praying for me, and the surprises, like Dr. Eric was there, Kumal, and I know Dr. Eric Longbeck, you know, as a young employee health and wellness practitioner in the management role, and him supporting this course and supporting me to helping change the lives of public servants and making sure that they are well and they can live a long quality health life.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Absolutely. And yet you are here again after the celebratory weekend. Join us for Sanctified Monday. And today's message is, he is mighty in battle.
He is mighty in battle. That's how he is described by the psalmist in Psalms 24:8-10. The Bible says, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. The word mighty, Lily, is a Hebrew word meaning strength, power, a hero, and warrior. And that's how God is defined. And then mighty God is translated again in Hebrew as El Gibor, which means God of strength, God of power, God, our hero, and our warrior. And we can relate. I want the listeners to relate because the word battle means a fight, a conflict, a struggle, and anything that you may be facing with. So I'm saying to Rise FM listeners that he is mighty in battles. Mm-hmm. Hence, in many cases, he says, the battle is not yours, it's mine. The story of David and Goliath, David got that revelation. Mm-hmm. Why? Because the sooner you declare the war, God's war, you actually permitting God to take control, because you will then give God the glory. And the human element, we always want to see Koninyana, Lilinyana, Oriana is strong and what.
Yeah.
But we must know that God is a jealous God. Once you give war to him, whether it's a marriage war, whether it's a struggle with the kids, whether it's a struggle at work, once you say it's not mine, it's God, you are actually giving him permission to take charge. Mm. We also know the story of Jehoshaphat, because he gave also the battle to God. So if we can learn from the stories that are written in the Bible, they're not written that we just live. They're written that we can draw strength to. That I know that my battle that I'm facing of health, it's the battle of the Lord. You know, my battle that I'm facing with the mental health, it's a battle of the Lord. My child who is suffering from substance and drug addiction, my husband, my wife, my boss. That is why somewhere in the Psalms, in the very same psalmist, the Bible says in Psalms 2, God laughs at the plotters. Some of the battles that people plot against you.
Yeah.
And you are not the Holy Spirit. You can't want to be everywhere. But once you give the battle that is faced with your life to God, you must know that he is mighty in battles. God, all power, all strategies, all weapons, all forces, because he's a warrior. And he will forever remain faithful and come strongly and mightier in your battles. So let us know that he's mighty in battles and have peace and sleep nicely, knowing that he is in charge.
And let go.
It
may not be your battle to fight. Hand it over.
Amen.
Sis Connie, that is coming from the Sunrise Excellence Awards Inspirational Leader of the Year. I'm going to call you that every single Monday.
Amen. I think I must live to that title. Guys, call me the Inspirational Leader of the Year and say, Sis Connie.
It's such a big deal.
And I think I'm going to do events.
Yes.
Inspiring young leaders.
Yeah.
With this year, so the Sunrise must know, Abu Pili must know that I'm gonna live up to that title and empower at least six young girls and six young boys.
Beautiful.
To be inspirational leaders.
We absolutely cannot wait to see it, and we are so honored that you are a part of this show on Sanctified Mondays. May you receive even more awards with the work that you do and the commitment and the spaces you fill. Thank you so much.
Thank you for also sanctifying me by allowing me to be in this program.
Only a pleasure. Come on now. Sanctified Mondays on Wise FM Lunch. Inspirational Leader of the Year is Connie.
Amen.
Join us again next week, Monday, around the same time, 20 minutes before we get to 1 p.m. Right now, here's Azana with Zalabantu. It's Wise FM.